My name is Isaac. I don't drive for three reasons, really. It's expensive, and I'm saving for retirement. I'd like to be able to actually do that one day. Two, I'm a terrible driver, and it's not safe for me or other people when I'm on the road. And three, I have a condition called migraine with brainstem aura, which is uncommon, and it impacts me rarely, a little bit sometimes, but when it does, I get extreme vertigo, double vision, and it's just not safe for me to be on the road. So for that reason as well, I don't drive. So in this case, I was meeting my mom at Fort McHenry. I decided to take the day off. I didn't feel like working. This was a few days after the light rail had kind of quit working in December, which is a very unfortunate situation. And so I was meeting my mom at Logan's Point. We're just going to walk and catch up because, you know, she works part-time. She was at work at Hawkins Point. So I then decided, I was like, okay, I need to go pick up my prescription at UMMC Weinberg, sort of downtown. So I did that. You know, I took the bus. And the bus was about 40, 45 minutes. It was right before rush hour. And that's about typically what it takes in that time. It's kind of long, but it's not, like, terrible, terrible. But I knew it would take a minute. And then, you know, I pick up my prescription. And then it's like, okay, I now need to go to Timonium because I am meeting my aunt. She just had a newborn baby. I'm meeting her fiance. You know, I'm super excited. We usually meet in sort of Owings Mills or Catonsville because she loves Korean food. She lives way north Baltimore County, Perry Hall area. But just in terms of driving and distance, it was easier for us to meet in Timonium at one of the seafood restaurants up there. I think it's called Bluestone. And so from UMMC to Timonium is, you know, with a light rail not working, which is normally how I take it, that's like a 45 minutes on the light rail. It's not that bad. But today, at that time, I had to take the red line. And it's a straight shot. There's no transfer. So it's one line. And so, you know, you're thinking, okay, well, it can't be that bad. Well, you know, it's right around rush hour. So I pick it up. You know, I'm kind of dawdling at the pharmacy. My fault. And it's just like, okay, now I have to wait almost 20 minutes for the red line because, you know, the headways, it's rush hour, they're not great. They've had to pull, it's just not great. It's 20 minutes, it's annoying, it's frustrating. But I had budgeted that it would take me longer than it should have. So I knew that I was going, so I budgeted in that time. But what I did not budget for is the fact that because it was rush hour, because there was more cars on the road than usual, because the light rail was down, just all these confluences, it took me from Weinberg to the restaurant. It took me almost 90 minutes. It was about 85 minutes on the bus on that one line. There was no transfers, sitting down, seat to, you know, end to end, over 85 minutes, which was just quite frustrating. It should not take that long to go, 10, 11 miles? Is that, yeah. And, you know, I was half an hour late. You know, I missed time with the new, I wasn't able to spend as much time and meet my younger cousin, my little cousin. It was, you know, and it's frustrating to be, like, trying to participate in activities across the city and across the region and not being able to fully participate as someone who doesn't drive, and not being able to meet family in the time that would be in the best way possible, because I am reliant on transportation, and it's, I love using the public transit. I love the bus. I love the light rail. I love the subways. But it's difficult to love it when I'm stuck in traffic and I'm not, and there's not a sense of prioritization. There's not dedicated lanes. There's not the ability to actually utilize the transit in a time competitive way that gives me the ability to connect and to live and work and play in Baltimore. And so that's, you know, I mean, it's a small story and it's not a big deal, but it's just frustrating to consistently have to feel second class and to feel as someone who is not valued as much because I'm on an underfunded system, because I'm on a system without the infrastructure that it deserves. And so, thank you.